It was a comprehensive scoreline as Australia finished off the Ashes in style in Sydney yesterday.
And it's placed nicely between cover and mid-off, and that will be it. It races away to the boundary. It's a 5-wicket win to Australia in Sydney. A 4-1 series win. Australia retain the Ashes, which they've held since 2017-18 in emphatic style.
While record numbers of cricket fans attended the Sydney Test, the financial windfall of the series will be closely monitored by the sport's governing body, given the financial losses it recorded last year. Joining me now to discuss is Cricket Australia's Executive General Manager, Events and Operations, Joel Morrison. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good to be with you, Barbara.
Now, record numbers through the gates, but two-day tests, a disappointing pitch in Melbourne, and many fans feeling robbed of the quality of play they'd hoped for. Has this Ashes gone well?
Absolutely. There's no doubt it's been a great series. And as you say, it's pretty much had it all. It's been a bit of a roller coaster at times, ups and downs, but amazing cricket on the field, huge crowds overall off the field. It was the third biggest series in Australian history. We had a record attendance in Adelaide, record attendance in Perth, so a great success overall.
I mean, you can't say that two-day tests were great for the sport, were they?
You certainly want longer tests than 2 days. There's no doubt about that. And it left a lot of people wanting more, which is a shame. So there were definitely the downsides of the series. But overall, just the quality of the cricket, the performances we saw on the field and the fans flocking in record numbers to the series overall meant it was a great occasion.
What is the financial hit to Cricket Australia as a result of those short tests?
There's no doubt it has a multi-million dollar impact, but I think the context overall is quite important. We'll probably post our record revenue figure in our history. So we're talking about an impact of multi-million dollars, but in the context of a massive series overall, it'll be quite a lucrative year for Australian cricket.
Well, can you put any numbers on it? There has been reporting that the Perth test would likely cost up to $5 million and the Melbourne test $10 million. Are those figures correct?
Yeah, those figures are around about the mark. That's right.
And you don't think that's going to mean a hit for community level sport, for example, like it did when indoor cricket lost support after the last year's loss?
Yeah, you'd never want to leave money on the table because that money ultimately goes back into investments in the game of cricket, like community cricket, as you say. But again, in the context of a year where we could make getting close to $600 million of revenue, we're confident that there's a significant amount of money being generated through cricket to invest in the cricket ecosystem and to ensure that the game is healthy. And we're seeing that with record participation numbers coming through this season.
So are you saying sort of nothing to see here in terms of the ultimate impact of this this series?
No, not at all. But what I am saying is overall, if you look at the bigger picture, it was a great success of a series, a financially lucrative one for Australian cricket. And of course, we'll work very closely with everyone moving forward to ensure we're able to see test matches that go beyond 3 days.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Cricket Australia's Executive General Manager of Events and Operations, Joel Morrison. Would privatising a large stake of the Big Bash Leagues help?
Well, ultimately, that's a separate discussion insofar as looking at the future of the Big Bash Leagues. The consideration around private investment is, if that was to come into the game, would that help the game flourish overall? So not just the Big Bash Leagues, but would an investment of additional capital into the growth of community cricket and high-performance systems continue to benefit from that influx? So that'll be a separate consideration, which is not related to ultimately the Ashes itself this year.
How far advanced are those talks around the Big Bash Leagues?
They're ongoing. It's ultimately really important that across Australian cricket, everyone has the opportunity to fully consider the implications of what private investment could mean. So they've been very constructive, but there's still work to be done.
Do you think we could see a deal done before the end of the summer?
Ultimately, I wouldn't want to put a timeline on it because it's really important that we get the decision-making right. So we'll take as long as we need to.
Cricket Australia became involved in a dispute with the ABC after comments by commentator Stuart Clark resulted in the ABC not being given access to a player for a post-match interview, as is customary. On reflection, was that the right thing for Cricket Australia to do?
Look, ultimately, we understand there's going to be differences of opinions on this, but as far as we're concerned, we've had those conversations and we've moved forward.
Was it a mistake in hindsight?
Ultimately, I'm not going to pass judgment on where that landed. That's ultimately what transpired, and we'll now move forward having had those conversations constructively.
Well, you're a senior executive at Cricket Australia. You must have a view on whether it was the right action.
Yeah, our CEO has spoken to this previously, so I'm not going to speak any further on that matter.
Can Cricket Australia guarantee that media won't essentially be punished in future, depending on what its commentators say?
Again, I don't want to get caught up in that conversation. It was a discussion that was had at the time and we all moved forward.
Joel Morrison, thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks, Barbara.
Joel Morrison is Cricket Australia's Executive General Manager, Events and Operations.